I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, September 17th. We'll tell you why the nation's capital is on high alert and what's being done to avoid a repeat of the January 6th riot. Also, a new surge at the U.S.-Mexico border that's left thousands of migrants living under a bridge. Plus, a key vote about COVID booster shots that has some FDA experts divided. A TikTok trend that has high school sending letters to parents. And which shows are leading the way ahead of the Emmy Awards this weekend. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. This weekend, the U.S. Capitol will face its biggest security test since it was invaded more than 8 months ago. Hundreds of people are planning to gather at the foot of Capitol Hill tomorrow to show support for the suspects charged in the January 6th riot. The event is called the Justice for J6 Rally. There will also be a counter rally that same day, also in Washington, D.C. And the Homeland Security Department warns things could get violent both today and tomorrow. An intelligence memo was sent to law enforcement to say some people have been threatening or encouraging violence ahead of the rally, so authorities should be on the lookout for people who are either involved in the rally or opposed to it who might want to break the law. Intelligence leaders did not point to a specific credible plot, just some online discussions. One person apparently spoke about kidnapping a member of Congress, and other people suggested targeting Jewish institutions or, quote, liberal churches. Temporary fencing has gone up outside the Capitol to be safe. National Guard troops are going to be on standby, along with several area police departments and federal agencies. Also, several congressional offices will be closed today. No sitting member of Congress is expected to actually participate in the rally, though. By the way, this is just the first Justice for J6 rally scheduled. The same organizer has planned similar events in 15 other states over the next month. The U.S.-Mexico border has been overwhelmed with a huge surge of migration this week. And now the U.S. Border Patrol is holding about 10,000 migrants outside under a bridge in South Texas. Authorities say it's only a temporary solution, and Border Patrol agents are working as quickly as they can to process the migrants and move them somewhere else. Officials say they're only there because it's a large shaded area and they needed relief from the triple-digit heat. Border Patrol has more agents on the way. But the camp just keeps growing, and officials expect thousands more migrants to show up in the coming days. Several news outlets have taken pictures of the scene. They show huge crowds sleeping on dirt with no running water and very little food. There are also just a few portable toilets. Most of the migrants appear to be fleeing Haiti, where a series of natural disasters left many people homeless. This is all on top of what was already a historic surge of migrants from Latin America. New data shows American authorities stopped migrants nearly 209,000 times last month alone. It's one of the highest monthly numbers recorded in the last 20 years. Through all of this, President Biden is facing tough criticism from both sides. Many Republicans say the president's border enforcement policies are too lax, and that's why so many undocumented migrants keep trying to come here. Meanwhile, some progressive activists say the current system is inhumane and that Biden actually needs to lift more restrictions. A prominent cybersecurity lawyer with ties to Democrats is now accused of lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman allegedly hid that he was working with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign when he sent a tip to the FBI with concerns about a Trump-Russia connection. The indictment says that info could have provided necessary insights into Sussman's real motivations for providing the tip about Trump. Remember, after Trump was elected, there was a special counsel investigation that looked into whether Trump's 2016 presidential campaign conspired with Russia to sway the election. It lasted more than 2 years, and ultimately it found that while there were some links between Russia and the Trump campaign, there was no evidence of conspiracy between them. Well, now there's an investigation into that investigation, and that's why Sussman was just charged. Sussman's lawyers argue this is all about, quote, politics, not facts. A couple of wildfires are growing near a popular national forest in California, and the famous giant sequoia trees are threatened. A lightning storm late last week sparked both fires, and since then, they've burned through nearly 15 square miles. Hundreds of firefighters have been trying to get control over them, but as of this morning, they're still 0% contained. They're expected to burn at least partially into Sequoia National Park's giant forest, and that's home to the world's largest tree, known as the General Sherman Tree. Firefighters wrapped the base of that tree and some others with fire-resistant blankets yesterday, hoping to keep them safe. The national park and a town nearby have already been evacuated. Unfortunately, this comes just 1 year after another wildfire killed thousands of sequoias, some were as tall as high-rises and thousands of years old. It's been another tough fire season for all of California. Nearly 3,600 square miles have burned in the state this summer, destroying hundreds of homes. Today, FDA advisors are expected to vote on the future of COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. This is an issue that's been dividing the FDA already this week. Members have publicly shown support and opposition for making extra doses available to the general population in the United States. Both Pfizer and Moderna have put out research that found three shots do give people a lot more protection than two. And some studies have found the longer it's been since someone was first vaccinated, the more likely they are to get infected with COVID-19. But other studies have been less conclusive. And some top FDA scientists say the vaccine's effectiveness has not worn off enough to really warrant more shots. So today, more scientific advisors will review a lot of this data and talk about who needs booster shots and when, if at all. So far, boosters have only been authorized for people with compromised immune systems. If they do recommend the extra shots to everyone, though, that would put them on track to start rolling out as soon as next week. More news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. I'm a first-time parent, and at times, it can be challenging. In fact, any big transition period in our lives can feel really stressful. But the reality is, we don't have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. BetterHelp pairs you with a licensed professional counselor who you can message anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions as well. Yes, you can connect through text, phone, video, or all three, whatever helps you feel most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. One BetterHelp user wrote that her therapist never made her feel judged and, quote, gave me perspective in an empathetic way that really helped me both process what I went through and gave me the validation I needed to move forward. So whatever your situation, I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. The number of Americans living in poverty went down last year. In fact, a record low number of Americans were considered poor in 2020. The new data is from the U.S. Census Bureau this week, and it's based on a measure that takes into account the impact of government aid programs. In other words, the massive COVID-19 relief packages Congress passed seem to make a difference. The data shows about 9.1% of Americans were poor last year, and that's down from 11.8% in 2019. But when you don't count the government relief money, things were actually worse. The official poverty rate in 2020 went up. And Americans saw their household income go down. It was the first significant income decline in nearly a decade. But again, that economic fallout from the pandemic prompted the government aid, which data shows ultimately helped keep millions of people from falling into poverty. The question now is, should the government spend more to provide relief? And if so, how much more? The debate on Capitol Hill continues. More women are buying guns than ever before. Since the beginning of 2019, nearly half of all new gun buyers in the United States have been women. A new survey found 3.5 million women bought guns for the first time between January of 2019 and April of this year. In that same time frame, 4 million men bought their first guns. Traditionally, women have made up only 10 to 20% of all American gun owners. The researchers behind the survey and gun store owners say there are a few reasons for this shift. They say more buyers have been driven by fear, people who are scared of the COVID-19 pandemic, violence in cities, and heightened political tensions. Gun sellers have also started designing handguns that are easier for people with smaller hands to use. Schools around the country are now dealing with vandalism and theft, all because of a TikTok trend. Kids are stealing school supplies and chronicling their escapades with videos and the hashtag DeviousLicks. We're not just talking about pens and paper either. Some kids have emptied out entire bathrooms. They've stolen the mirrors, sinks, ceiling tiles, and toilet stall doors. Others have gone for computers, film projectors, microscopes, and other technology. And some have taken disposable masks and COVID-19 tests. Some large school districts near Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. sent notices out to parents this week asking them to discourage their children from taking part. And TikTok says it's starting to remove the videos from its platform. But some are still up and getting millions of views. The first electric pickup truck drove off an assembly line this week ready for a paying customer. But it's not from Tesla, Ford, or GM. A startup company called Rivian beat out the competition to be the first electric truck on the market. The vehicle is called the R1T. It can travel about 300 miles before it needs to be recharged, and it costs about $73,000. CNN reports the company plans to hold events around the country so drivers can see the pickup truck in person. Then customers will have to order online, because right now, Rivian does not have any showrooms. Rivian says they've already sold out the launch edition and are now taking orders for January deliveries. The 73rd Emmy Awards are this Sunday night. This year's event is happening outside behind the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. A small audience will be there, since nominees are allowed to bring a few guests. But all guests have to show proof they're fully vaccinated plus provide a negative COVID test. As for the awards themselves, Netflix's The Crown and Disney's The Mandalorian are tied for the most nominations at 24 apiece. Shows with more than 20 nods include WandaVision, The Handmaid's Tale, and Saturday Night Live. Also, the Apple TV series Ted Lasso set a new record for the most nominations ever for a comedy's first season with 20 nods. You can watch the Emmys starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday on CBS or Paramount+. Cedric the Entertainer is hosting. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. Have you tried KiwiCo yet? My family and I have had so much fun with it, from the excitement of receiving our very first crate in the mail to the joy of knowing it's helping to both entertain and teach our little boy. It's also a nice change of pace for us parents. I know I sometimes get bored of playing with the same toys or just feel kind of clueless about what to play with next. If you're not familiar, KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids of all ages to make learning fun. And they're specifically designed to expose children to concepts in STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. KiwiCo crates cover a wide range of subjects, and it's a great way to start the school year. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Feel Good Friday. Some of the most violent neighborhoods in Minneapolis are getting safer these days because a group of volunteers has decided to simply pull up a chair. All summer, community members have decided to go hang out in some of the city's most dangerous street corners where some people are too scared to even drive. Volunteers sign up for shifts online. Then they show up, sit down, talk to young people, and just try to build community around faith, family, and friends. They call themselves violence interrupters. And police stats show they've been helping. Compared to last summer, homicide and other violent crimes have dropped. So the violence interrupters say they're not going to quit now. They're now looking for other ways to build relationships with young people during the winter when it's too cold to sit outside. By the way, other similar efforts have started up in Baltimore and Nashville, and crime has started falling in those areas, too. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then tune in Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.